Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. The portion of the Word of God that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, the 29th verse, these words of John the Baptist: "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Today I'd like to talk to you about what has been called objective justification. Now, don't let that term scare you. It is a comforting teaching, the most comforting doctrine that God teaches us in the Bible. The word justification refers to God justifying or forgiving sinners who, if they were not forgiven, they would be condemned to hell. And the word objective refers to something that is true. Whether or not we know it or believe it, it is true. It's true because God says so, not because we have experienced it to be true. Justification is objective. You ask a well-taught child, a child who has learned the Bible stories in Sunday school, who has been taught by parents at home, you ask him, "What did Jesus do?" And that child will say immediately, "He took away our sins." Now, that is the right answer. A child knows that the right answer to most questions of a religious nature is Jesus, and he knows what Jesus did. He took away our sins. Now, we need to listen to the children. Their theology is so pure, so clear, and it provides wonderful comfort. But did Jesus really take away our sins? The devil will deny it. Our sinful flesh will never believe it. Every religion invented by man will call it heresy. And still we confess this truth because the Bible teaches it. Not only has Jesus taken away our sins, he has taken away all the sins of every man, woman, and child who has ever lived or ever will live. He has taken away the sin of the world. St. John the Baptist taught this truth. He identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. All of the prophets of the Old Testament led to that event where John, the last and final prophet of the Old Testament, identified who it was who fulfilled all the promises God had given to his people. He identified Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For centuries, the church has sung these words before eating and drinking the body and blood of the Lamb of God in the Lord's Supper. The word that is translated "take away" means to bear, as in bearing a heavy load. It also means to forgive. Christ, by bearing the load of our sin, has taken it away. It is forgiven. This is what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. It is the world whose sins have been forgiven. All those who fell in Adam's fall are included in this gracious verdict. As St. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 19, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." This precious truth is often called objective justification. Now, this is a relatively recent term, and it's not used universally. I think it's only about 150 years old or so. But the truth that it expresses is taught throughout the Holy Scriptures. Objective justification is that teaching of the Bible that says that when Jesus died, he really did take away all the sin of the whole world, and when he rose from the dead, God declared all sinners justified or forgiven of all their sins. This is objectively true, whether or not anyone believes it. Jesus died and rose from the dead. As surely as this is historically true, so surely has God justified the entire human race. St. Paul explains in Romans 4, verse 25, Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses, and he was raised because of our justification. To believe that God, for Christ's sake, has justified every sinner who has ever lived is to believe that Jesus did what he set out to do when he set his face toward Jerusalem and walked to the cross. To justify means the same as to forgive. The word forgive states it in a negative way. The sin is removed, blotted out, taken away. The word justify states it in a positive way. God reckons the sinner to be a righteous or just person. Just as God imputed to Jesus the sin of the world, God imputes to the world the righteousness of Jesus. Martin Luther called this the blessed exchange. Here is how Luther presents St. Paul's teaching on the subject. He writes, "If the sins of the entire world are on that one man, Jesus Christ, then they are not on the world. But if they are not on him, then they are still on the world. Again, if Christ himself is made guilty of all the sins that we have all committed, then we are absolved from all sins, not through ourselves or through our own works or merits, but through him." So far, Luther. Some teach correctly that everyone for whom Jesus died has already been forgiven, but then they deny that Jesus died for all. But if Jesus did not die for all, how can I know that he died for me? Others teach correctly that Jesus died for all, but then they deny that all sins have already been forgiven. They teach instead that something must happen in us. Contrition, submission, yielding, faith, and so forth, before God will forgive us. But if something must happen in me before God will forgive me, then I must look inside of me for assurance that God has forgiven me. St. Paul speaks for us all in Romans 7, verse 18, where he writes, "I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing." We do not look inside ourselves for the assurance that our sins are forgiven. We listen instead to the Word of God that imparts to us the forgiveness of sins that Christ won for us on the cross. That Word does not tell us that if we believe God will forgive us, it tells us that God has forgiven us for Christ's sake and invites us to trust in this precious truth for our eternal salvation. Forgiveness of sins cannot be received and enjoyed except through faith in Christ. Objective justification is not the teaching that everyone, regardless of faith or unbelief, will be saved. Justification is not only objective, it is also subjective. Those who do not believe in Jesus do not receive the forgiveness of their sins. For it is only Jesus who can give us the forgiveness of sins. He alone has forgiveness to give because he alone has taken sin away. To reject Jesus is to reject forgiveness of sins from God and to remain under God's wrath, as the Bible says, No one who does not trust in Jesus as his Savior from sin may regard himself as forgiven by God. Faith is necessary. The reason we stress the objective nature of the gospel is so that our faith might be solidly grounded in what is true. The gospel is not a message of a potential forgiveness. It is a message of a sure and certain forgiveness. The object of a Christian's faith is not his faith. It is Christ. Our faith receives what is already entirely true before we believed it. We Lutherans believe, as the Augsburg Confession puts it, quote, that Christ suffered for us, and that for his sake our sin is forgiven, and righteousness and eternal life are given to us, end quote. Only when the objective truth of the gospel is stressed can our faith rest secure. In our little catechism, we confess the Lord's Prayer and what it means. Luther explains both objective justification and the necessity of faith, which we call subjective justification, in the Large Catechism under the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. He writes, not that God does not forgive sin even without and before our prayer, and he gave us the gospel in which there is nothing but forgiveness before we prayed or even thought of it. But the point here is for us to recognize and accept this forgiveness. Objective justification is a powerful truth. It is a simple truth. It is a comforting truth. Without this truth, our faith is no more than an unfocused wish that perhaps God might forgive us, but we cannot know for sure. With this biblical truth, we know that our sin is forgiven. When the devil accuses us, when our flesh tries to deceive us, and our conscience is afraid and full of shame, it is this truth by which the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will comfort our hearts. He will direct our faith to the Lamb of God who did what he set out to do. He took away the sin of the world, and that means our sin too. This teaching of objective justification is the most precious teaching. It is a teaching on which you can rest your heart, and you can know that no matter how bad, how filthy, how condemning your sin, there is a God in heaven who loves you, who took upon himself your own flesh and blood and did everything needed for you to be forgiven. His forgiveness is real. It is true. You don't have to do something to make it real. And this is the forgiveness of sins that we preach at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney, at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview. We'd like to invite you to visit our congregations Sunday morning at 8:30 at St. John in Fairview, and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. And tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.